Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. I'm very, very excited. Man, today's episode is going to be fantastic. We have got some very, very cool guests, and I'm a little starstruck, but I'm pulling it together, ladies and gentlemen. I'm pulling it together. So without further ado, let's get going here. We've got filmmaker Joe O'Connell on and professional stuntman.
Hey.
Mr. Gary Kent. Gentlemen, how are
Howdy.
You?
Howdy. We're good, Jamie. How about you? You doing all right?
I'm doing okay. This is very cool. Now, just so my audience knows, Joe, you decided to make a movie. And
I did.
You made a very cool movie. Did you know Gary before Danger Gone came about?
Yeah, okay. I met Gary like 20 years ago. I went to an agents conference, literary agents conference, and met him. And I just thought he was the coolest guy. And I immediately went out that night in the days when you could go to movie rental stores easily and rented Satan Status, a movie that he stars in as the good guy Vietnam vet. It's a biker film. And loved it. And I tracked him down. And I'm a film journalist, part of what I do. And I interviewed him for a couple of stories. We became friends. And I kept telling him, somebody needs to do a documentary about you. And then eventually I realized that person was me. So I did.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Now, Gary, it's an honor to meet you, sir. You have been in some of the so many movies that I've seen over the years. How did you get involved in the movie business and showbiz? What was that story?
Well, I was in high school playing football, and I broke my nose. So I had some time off that I couldn't play, and I turned out for the drama department mainly to meet girls because they were all over the drama classes. So I thought, that's for me. And then I kind of fell in love with it, and I lived out in the country, and the big deal on the weekend was to go to the movies, and I just fell in love with Burt Lancaster movies, all those pirates and sword fights and things, and I thought, that's what I want to do. So eventually, long story short, I ended up in Hollywood doing just that.
Oh, that's fantastic. That is fantastic. One of the things, in addition to acting, I mean, of course, known for stunts. Was that something that just kind of happened, or were you like, that's part of the business I need to sink my teeth into?
Yeah, I kind of went for it. Back there in the old days, there weren't any stunt schools. There it was like a brotherhood and a sisterhood. Most of the stunt people knew each other. But when I got to Hollywood, all the actors were out of work, and I thought, that's not for me. And I noticed all these stunt guys on a Frank Sinatra movie. They were standing around their cars, and the director said action, and they started crashing them and getting in fights and stuff. I thought, that's what I want to do. So eventually I met Jack Nicholson, who was doing two Westerns up in Utah. And I sort of lied my way into being a stuntman. And they sent me up to Utah, and I was just falling on horses. Off horses, not on horses, but off them. And maybe on them a couple times, too. But I didn't know what I was doing. But then the Daniel Boone TV company, we were up in Kanab, Utah. And the Daniel Boone company came up, and they had some great stuntmen on there. And they wanted another one, so Jack recommended me so they wouldn't have to send back to Hollywood. And they said, come on over. And I went over, and they made fun of me immediately, because I didn't know you wear pads and you dig up the ground and, you know, you do soft shoulders and things. So after they made fun of me, they started teaching me the ropes. And by the time I got back to Hollywood, I pretty well could call myself a stuntman.
Oh, that's fantastic. That is fantastic. And that's one of those things. No, I am not in the movie business by any means. I'm a painter by trade. I paint pictures of people. But since doing the show, man, I'm learning so much about your guys' business, the film business and whatnot. And as I understand it, though, I mean, and it seems to me logically that you kind of have to know what you're doing with these stunts, that you could really get hurt, you know.
Absolutely. Jamie, every year, a couple of stunt people get seriously injured or even killed. It's the only job on a movie where that can happen to you. So you really have to, even though today there are all kinds of stunt schools so they can learn what they're doing. Even so, every year there's just the nature of the game leads to mishaps happening.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. Now, Joe, were you actually, you know, this film you've made, Danger God, of course, is talking about Gary's life and film and all of this, and which is fascinating to me. Gary, you kind of made a lot of, you were involved with a lot of, I guess, what they would call B movies. I call them fun movies, movies I really enjoyed growing up. But, Joe, were you always into that genre of film?
You know, I different stuff. Yeah, like Gary was in Born Losers, which was the first Billy Jack film.
Yeah,
I remember seeing that. I remember seeing Born Losers on TV. I was into a lot of horror as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of thing. I don't know if I was aware of you know, the incredible two-headed transplant and you know, Savage Seven and Hell's Bloody Devils. These are all real movies Gary was in. I don't know if I knew all of those, but, you know, it's telling the story, the documentary is telling the story of Gary's life, but also talking about this independent film scene of the 60s and 70s. It's the drive-ins, you know.
Absolutely.
So I was just a little kid, so I didn't go see these kind of movies at the drive-in, but that certainly would have been cool, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Elbae Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com. to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books, like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
I was a child of the 80s, and our big drive-in, and we had a drive-in by where we lived. I grew up north of just Metro Detroit area, and there was a drive-in me and my friends used to go to, and it was always horror movies that we go to see. In retrospect, you know, none of them were Citizen Kane-level horror movies. I think that's probably because that's what the drive-in could afford, you know, because we weren't spending that much money there. I don't think anybody was. But I don't know how they kept it going.
There's people pumping out that product for those, you know, but I don't know if it's a going thing as much now. But in Gary's era, they were a needing product. So these guys would fill the need, you know. These guys that Gary made films for, like Al Adamson and Ray Dennis Steckler, these kind of guys who were just going out there and doing it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, there was there was a cheese factor to it to an extent, but there was just a cool factor to it, you know. They kicked ass and there were just some fantastic characters, you know. Like you mentioned, Born Losers. Man, I could watch that. That is one of those films. There's certain, like, guy movies. If I'm, like, free for an hour or two on a Saturday afternoon or something, I'm flipping through the TV. That's one I'll stop and watch if it happens to be on some strange channel or whatnot.
Yeah.
I go buy it. There's a few of those. If the missus is out of town, you know, yeah, I get to watch Guns of Navarone, you know. I don't if she's
right.
in town. But I like a lot of those films. The Forest. You were in that as well, weren't you, Gary?
I was the bad guy. Yeah, I was a cannibal in that, in the forest. I chased people around in the forest and ate them for dinner.
Right. And what I love is in the forest, and few people would know this, but Gary is wearing a hat from the event in Texas called Chilimpiad. It doesn't exist anymore, but it was a big chili cook-off. And I thought the cannibal
really?
Indian Chilimpiad hat was just fantastic.
That is awesome. That is so cool. Let me ask you this, Gary. When you were making a lot of these types of films and whatnot, I imagine, you know, you're probably not dealing with, you know, big budget productions and whatnot. Was there a lot of change-ups and whatnot I mean, one would almost imagine, you know, like, well, we can't do that, so let's do this instead. Like that type of deal, or was everything pretty well laid out? And how was it being on those sets?
No, great, great question. That was part of the charm of doing them, because you didn't have a lot of money, so that you had to cross lines. You would, you know, not only act, but you would help the crew now and then, pick up some equipment, which you didn't dare do at the major studios. Plus, you had to figure out how to do effects and things without a lot of money. So it was really it was more creative than the major studios. The majors put out some turkeys also. They put out some bad films that cost millions of dollars. Whereas the independents, we made a lot of bad films, but we didn't spend much money making them.
And you know what? Every so often, there was a diamond in the rough there. And
absolutely.
Absolutely. I love this genre of film. It's very cool. Now, we have to bring up, and I know this is a lot of people have been talking about this because it's one of these things. It is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Brad Pitt's character is, I guess, an amalgamation of many stuntmen, but you're one of those stuntmen, Gary, a big part of that.
I guess so. Yeah, Brad said that he fashioned his portrayal off of Billy Jack. However, Tom Laughlin, but Tom never went near the Spahn Ranch. I credit a lot of the Spahn Ranch stuff to myself and Chuck Bale. I had had lunch with Quentin in Austin and told him about my adventures on the Spahn Ranch and the broken down dune buggy and Charlie Manson and the group. So I was anxious to see the film. Joe took me to see the film and see what they did with the Spahn Ranch, and it was almost spot on. It was a dune buggy.
There was a dune buggy off to the side, which we pretty sure that's a little homage to Gary and to Bud Cardos, another stuntman who was there on Spahn Ranch with him.
Wow. Well, and for those, for my listeners who don't know this, and I don't know how you could possibly not know this, Charles Manson, you heard of him. That all really happened. And Gary, you were right there at Ground Zero and all that. I mean, you probably heard afterwards, right? You had no inkling that anything untoward was going on until afterwards, or what was the story?
We didn't have a clue, Jamie. It was, when we shot there, I shot four or five films there. The Manson girls and Charlie and Tex Watson just sort of hung around all the time. And they would come and beg our lunches from us. We always had catered lunches. And they would come and beg our cupcakes and our sandwiches and things. So we just thought they were a bunch of hippies that needed a bath and some food. It never dawned on us that they were the that they were actually murderers. When we found out, we were shocked.
That's, I mean, it just goes to show you just never know.
You never know.
It's crazy. And here you are. I mean, you had to think afterwards. I would. I'm real glad I didn't, offend any of those people.
They weren't threatening at all. I mean, Charlie Manson was just this little guy. I hired him to fix a dune buggy, which he hadn't done. He got money up front and hadn't fixed it. So the next day I sort of came down on him a lot. And he fixed it right away, but he wasn't threatening. He didn't have those big hypnotic eyes. He just had these little slits of eyes like a shoplifter, you know, kind of guy. No shirt, no shoes, just this little fellow. You wouldn't have followed him across the street, you know. I never did understand his charm with all of the ladies, except many of them had the same kind of emotional problems he had.
Well, I'm telling you, it's like trying to make sense of the senseless, you know. I mean, it's
right, absolutely.
That's a big, but I mean, here you are working and you know, right in the midst of all that. Hey, it would have freaked me out a little bit. Just crazy. Well, you've seen probably a lot. I mean, that's pretty out there. But over your career and whatnot, I mean. What happened in pictures and Hollywood and all of that? Crazy.
For sure.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape. just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot, so we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one, and, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened, because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring, it's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. TheCRing.com.
That's amazing. Now, let me ask you, you saw the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I mean, does it romanticize, would you say, that era? Is that an era that needs romanticizing? Or is it just one that kind of happened and that's the way things were then?
That's kind of the way things were. That's a good question. But I don't think they overdid it. Of course, if you've seen the film, then you know the ending, which is very, very different from reality. But that's Quentin
right.
Way, his Tom and Jerry. He calls him his Tom and Jerry after the two mice that used to be in cartoons all the time. So Quentin kind of does a Tom and Jerry with a few things in the film, but basically, yeah, that's the way it was.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. Well, Joe, so you heard, you met Gary, you heard all these stories. You said, we've got to make,
right.
Somebody's got to make a movie. You said, it's going to be
right.
me. How, I mean, let me just ask you, because I've never made a movie. To me, I'm a movie guy, meaning I'm that guy
right.
that has the, you know, I built my backyard movie theater. Make my friends watch films with subtitles, and or maybe The Werewolf. That'll be the next one, actually.
Right.
The Forest, I mean. I wouldn't even know the first thing about making a movie. Like just that seems such a Herculean project, you know, so big.
Yeah,
how did you
it's crazy
approach
to
that?
Jump into. I'm a fiction writer, too, and so I have some sense of story. And so,
okay.
And I, you know, there is a three act structure to this movie. It's it's basically give you the story of his career, that era of film, you know, the independent film scene, and then give us Gary and his wife working on films together, meeting her and their story, and then the hard part was figuring out how to end the movie. You know, we would like Gary to still be with us, which he is. So I had to figure out what the ending was, and the ending really was Gary's life now, which is tougher than stunts, you know, and I don't think I'm giving away the end of the movie to say that what I came away with and tried to present to people was the notion that Gary says, find something you like to do and do it for the rest of your life, do it till you die, have fun, you know, and be kind and
absolutely.
Live a good life. And so we tried to
funny.
Have that come across. Go ahead.
I said that's fantastic advice. That is the secret
yeah.
right there. Wow. Well, without giving the ending away, Gary, do you want to let people know what you're up to these days? What types of things you're involved in?
Well, I just made a move back to Austin from Tucson. So I'm sitting here as we speak, up to my neck in boxes I haven't unpacked yet. So I've got to do that. And the end of this month, I'm flying back to L.A. to do the premiere of a film about Al Adamson, a director I worked for who was murdered. And there I was a witness at his trial, the trial of the killer. So they're flying us back for this documentary that I'd been interviewed for. And Bud Cardo's and some other people, that worked for Al. We're all going to be at the premiere in L.A., so I'll be there a couple of days. That's the next thing on my slate.
Nice. Nice. Craziness. I had no idea you were involved in that.
Yeah. Strange world.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that time period in these types of movies kind of were a magnetic draw to, you know, because they were a little left to center and out of the mainstream of these unsavory types, you know, murderers and the like?
Right. No, I don't think it had anything to do with it. I think greed had a lot to do with it. A criminal's a criminal, and movies are not. I don't think movies really foster that a lot. Maybe, but I don't know. I know in the case of Al Adamson, it had nothing to... Al was a White Soxer. He never smoked a joint. He never went to an orgy. I mean, he was just, in spite of the strange movies, he was a pretty straight fellow. But he was killed by the guy that was doing repairs on his house, doing construction work. And the guy had just, he was just a bad dude. And Al found out he was cheating on him and stealing money from him. And he confronted him, and the guy killed him with a hammer. So that was, it had nothing to do with the films.
Yeah. And buried him under his hot tub.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's where Al's body was found. Yeah. It's weird because you say, you know, you ask this question. I'm completing my second film, which has to do with the, it's called Rondo and Bob. We just have a rough cut right now, so I have one coming out and one in the end stages. But it's about Robert Burns, who was the art director on the original Chainsaw Massacre, and his obsession with the actor Rondo Hatton. But you know, and so we're around all these chainsaw people. And, you know, they can be a little weird, but they're perfectly normal people when it comes down to it. You know,
right.
Nobody's trying to eat me yet from that, you know, cannibalize me. But you never know. You never know.
That's true. I am, like I said, I'm not a huge, I wouldn't call myself a horror guy. I have friends who are. And it amazes me. And it's almost weird watching a movie with them because they're the types, you know, that guy's pancreas should have bled more. And I'm like, how would you know that? You know, it's bleeding enough. But they know all that stuff. And yeah, you're right. The nicest people you ever meet, you know, just know a lot of weird stuff. But that's cool. That is cool. Well, so that was going to be my next question, Joe. You've already got one in the hopper. And you've done the rough draft, so the filming's done. It's now that fun editing and business part of it, right? Where you
filming is done and the rough cut is done. We've got it edited. We've got to cut it down to size and make it prettier, you know, add some music and titles and that kind of stuff. But yeah, we submitted it to our first film festival last night. So they're really kind of hitting at the same time. And meanwhile, I'm looking at Amazon and Danger God just came out today, and it's ranked 47 in documentaries on Amazon at this very moment.
How cool is that?
Yeah,
that's amazing. I'm telling you, the world of movies is the streaming is really. The same thing happened in my world, in the art world, about 15 years ago, really when the internet became mainstream. I will deal with a gallery every so often just to do it, but really, I can sell to users directly. You know, why would I cut up my pie? And I see that happening with film. You guys create content and whatnot, and man, there's a lot of places that it can be distributed globally. You know?
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing times we live in.
For sure.
The distributors still matter, though, we've got a good one. Wild Eye Releasing is the one releasing Danger God, and then Dark Side Releasing is releasing a Blu-ray in November.
Oh, very cool.
Which has a lot of extra stuff on it, yeah.
I'll tell you, as a civilian out here, you know, I'll take a lunch in the daytime and I'll turn on the TV and usually flip through Hulu or something. And on Hulu, it comes to mind because, man, I was doing this a couple weeks ago, and there was a whole ton of White Eye releasing films that were on there. And I'm like, man, they've got their they've definitely got the end at Hulu. And the cool thing is, there was a bunch of movies of people I've had on the show, so it was very exciting to me. I was like, awesome,
great.
You know.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Right now at Sprint, get any next-generation Samsung Galaxy phone and get the new Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless pro-quality images. Visit a local Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month. Second phone, $0 per month. After $31.25 per month credit, apply within 2 bills. Requires 2 new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another. A friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Rocks Gear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique. L'ApothecaryUnique.com.
Just because you kind of know people, you know what I mean? It's exciting to be out here.
Yes.
But anyway, I think that's the way to go. And it is out, and you guys are, you said it's going to be out the 27th on Blu-ray, right?
I think that's right, in November, yeah. Yeah, right now,
nice.
It's, you know, you can find it in Walmart and Target, Best Buy, you know, as well as Amazon, and it's streaming on Amazon, iTunes, and I know it's streaming on Spectrum too, and
nice.
Other places that I may not know.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Gary, you ever think that people would be watching your movies on their phone? It's amazing.
No.
Huh? It's like,
yeah. Yeah, bone of contention with me. I just can't figure that out. Why are they watching a movie on a phone? Man.
I'm not listening to music. Everybody listens to music on their phone. I'm like, that sounds terrible. terrible. What happened to speakers?
Right,
you
know, right,
you always
right.
Said, I was kidding, you want big speakers. Crazy, crazy. Well, gentlemen, it is a pleasure. I know I'm keeping you a little longer than I said I would, and I apologize about that. You're just fascinating to talk to. Ladies and gentlemen, the name of the movie is Danger God. And Joe and Gary, I mean, it sounds like you guys are just, you know, have got the pedal to the metal. You got all kinds of stuff happening.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We're trying. Yeah.
That is so cool. Well, I can't wait to talk to you guys again with your next projects and whatnot. Amazing. Safe travels when you head back out to L.A. there, Gary. It sounds like that's, you know, red carpet life. That isn't a bad work if you can get it, you know.
Yeah, not bad, Jamie, not bad.
That's awesome. All right. Well, it certainly beats hanging out with murderers.
Right.
Didn't know we're murderers.
Right. Absolutely.
Oh man, you had to have thought about that though when all this happened. You're like, man, I tore that guy a new one about that dune buggy.
Right.
I would have thought that.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, very strange. Right, right.
Crazy.
Good point.
Crazy.
It is crazy.
Well,
it is crazy.
Thank you guys so much for taking time to be on the show. I really appreciate it. It's just so cool. Everybody, I want you to watch Danger God. You can watch it on Amazon. You get it, you know, wherever it's streaming and whatnot, all over the place. We'll be posting links, direct links to all of that. And we'll be adding a direct link to the Amazon page, the Amazon Prime Video page, on our show page just as soon as the show ends here. So that will follow the podcast. So however you're listening to this podcast, you can just click that link and get right to it and stream away. You know, check this out. It's a cool film with fantastic subject matter. Very, very cool. Thank
All
you,
right.
gentlemen.
Thanks,
you
Jamie.
Rock.
Thanks, Jamie.
Awesome.
Appreciate it. Take care.
Absolutely.
Try to behave. Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir. Bye.
Bye.
And there you go, folks. That does it for us today. Wow, what a cool. This is one of the coolest episodes. I am just so excited about that. This episode, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms and also all the podcasting platforms. We're on just shy of 200 right now. I think it's like 190. 495, something like that, which is amazing. That's fantastic. Anyhow, the big one that we're on, of course, is Apple Podcasts. They used to call that iTunes, but then so many people had podcasts. They had a big meeting. It was a big table. People had ponytails and suits, and it was crazy and big sun. You know, Hollywood. No, I'm kidding. Oh, that actually probably did happen. But anyway, they did rebrand, and they call it Apple Podcasts now. So if you are listening to the show on Apple Podcasts in the future, hello from the past, do me a quick favor. It doesn't cost you anything. Hit that ratings and review. It really helps. You know, it keeps us up at the top of the page. That's really what it does. And when I'm talking to advertisers, that's real important. Hey, also, while we're on that subject, before I let you guys go, I want to tell you, when you go to DangerGod.com, that's the official Danger God film page, there's links to all their social media as well. If you dig something like you dig an independent film or a band or, you know, I don't know, somebody that makes the best pizza in town, go to their social media and hit that like and share. It helps with what they call the metrics. We live in an algorithm world, and that helps with all of that. So important. Like and share stuff you like, because chances are your friends are going to dig it too, because, you know, you're friends after all. You guys like the same thing, and that's so important. Man, that was a cool show today. I'm just so excited. I'm going to let everybody go. We'll be back tomorrow afternoon. We've got another really cool guest, an actress that I have dug. I saw her, I think I first saw her, was it Shadowhunter? No, it was The Strain. She was one of the actresses in The Strain, one of the actors, I should say, before I get emails. And that'll be tomorrow. Nicola Carella Dumont. I'm probably saying her name wrong. But anyway, she'll be on tomorrow evening, I'm sorry. And we will be doing that show tomorrow, 6 o'clock on the East Coast. And that's 3 o'clock out on the West Coast, of course. She's in a new movie. called Helmington. Very, very cool, very kind of really a mind bender type film. And it's got Michael Ironside in it, too. It's a cool film. Very, very cool film. So we'll be talking to her tomorrow. Be sure to tune in for that. And then, of course, I have to mention this Thursday night, local signal boost, I should say, for those here in South Florida. If you come down to the Broward Health Imperial Point Hospital, they're having a groundbreaking ceremony for their new cardiology unit, and you can meet me and check out some of my paintings. I'm part of this arts group, a group of artists here in South Florida called Arts United Incorporated, and me and several other artists were chosen to display work inside the hospital. So that show runs until January, I believe. But there's some really cool, you know, they wanted some of my my classic movie stars and film actors and actresses, paintings of them in the hospital. And yeah, so they will be up. So you can see my latest work and, you know, meet me and Danny and all that. We won't have May with us because, like I said, it's in a hospital. So, you know, and they can't bring my dog to a hospital, ladies and gentlemen. But yeah, that's this Thursday. So check that out. And the details on my website, jamierocks.us, www.jamierocks.us. You can find directions and details there. Okay, we are out of here. We'll see you tomorrow. Man, that was cool. That was cool talking to Gary Kent and Joe O'Connell. Very, very cool. Talk to you tomorrow, everybody. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.